Today's the 19th of January, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Chloe Holmes. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning, Tom. Today is the birthday of the late Edgar Allan Poe, who was born on this day in 1809. Poe was a famous writer and poet and is credited as one of the founding fathers of the American Romanticism movement.
See, I've heard of him, but not so much about his work. Why is he so famed for his writing?
Well, Poe's writing style was often centred around the mystery and macabre, and he was one of the first American writers who attempted to make a career off of writing alone. He was considered kind of a visionary in his field, being one of the first people to consistently write short stories. He's also known for contributing to the start of the science fiction genre, and was widely considered to be the inventor of the detective fiction genre.
What works by Poe might we know?
Well, one of Poe's most famous pieces, which actually gained him quite a lot of prestige even during his lifetime, is his poem The Raven. While it didn't garner much wealth for the author, the poem has been reprinted, parodied, and illustrated countless times, and has made its way pretty solidly into popular culture, remaining one of the most famous poems ever written.
I can agree with that. I've heard of that one. What else has happened on this day?
A pretty timely event happened on this day, given the fact that our own Tour Down Under is currently running. On this day in 1903, the very first Tour de France was announced.
Really? How did it actually come about?
Well, the race was originally started and sponsored by a French newspaper company in an effort to boost its circulation. The very first attempt to hold the five-week race was from the 1st of June to the 5th of July that year. But it failed with only 15 cyclists signing up after rescheduling the race date, upping the prize money and lowering the entry fee. Almost 80 people signed up, which allowed the event to go ahead.
How does the race operate now?
Well, since 1903, the event has been running annually and even up to this day. The tour has expanded from being just primarily French riders to including participants from all over the globe. And the race is primarily held in the month of July, consists of 21 stages that run over a little more than 3 weeks, and finishes at the famous Champs-Élysées. As a side note, it was also on this day in 2013 that renowned cyclist and known Tour Down Under and Tour de France competitor Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all 7 of his Tour de France victories.
Anything else for us?
Well, another important birthday on this day is that of Scottish inventor, mechanical engineer and chemist James Watt, who was born on this day in 1763. Watt is often credited as the creator of the steam engine, but in fact, he just happened to dramatically improve the efficiency of the existing steam engine by adding a separate condenser. Watt's designs were used in almost all of the steam engines, and their efficiency compared to older models was a massive turning point in the industrial revolution. He also basically developed the concept of horsepower.
Did he invent anything else?
He also invented and patented the copy machine in 1780 to allow him to easily make copies of his various plans and drawings. The principle on which the machine is based remained in use until pretty much right up to the arrival of modern photocopiers.
Are there any other reasons we might have heard of Watt?
Well, most people know the name Watt because he actually has a unit of power measurement named after him. He was given the honour mainly because of his contribution to the steam engine that I mentioned before. He also appears with his business partner, Matthew Bolton, on the English £50 note as of 2011.
Thanks, Chloe.